Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I am Gabrielle. I am a former New York Mafia princess, originally from Austria. I am the mother of three and the owner of Too Posh Boutique. And here with my beautiful co-host, Marcella, my daughter.
Hello, I'm Marcella. I'm a dancer, choreographer, model, and designer for Too Posh. And I say whatever the f*** I want.
My name is Bernie Diamond, and I am the most interesting one-armed Hispanic French bulldog lover in this room.
I am Polly. I am a certified sexual health consultant and educator, former professional dominatrix, currently working at the largest adult novelty store in the Texas Panhandle.
What will they say next? Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
Welcome to our Too Posh Podcast. I'm Gabrielle. I am here with my co-host, Bernie.
Hello.
Marcella's still out with the flu, but we have her on the phone.
We are missing
Trooper.
You.
Hello.
Hi, Stella. Hanging in there as we are batching our shows today. And actually, someone asked this question on Twitter about who batches shows. And it was very interesting because when I get into talking to a lot of other podcasters...
Everyone.
No, it's people, they don't really know that much about it.
No, what is batching?
What is meaning
batching?
What we're doing today, we're recording a lot of shows
on
yeah. no, because we want to make sure that we have shows through
that's
the Christmas
honestly,
holiday.
Like a studio thing. Like we only book in 2-hour segments here. So we have a lot of people that do multiple shows at one time.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
But lots of other people that are new or whatever, they don't know yeah. what it's about. So it was very interesting.
Yeah, you just got to, you know, keep things in mind. Like if you're talking about current events, you don't want to...
No, you don't want to talk about it, right?
You want like non-time sensitive stuff when you record multiple shows.
Right. Welcome, Spider.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
you. Hey, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, Spider, there you go. Put us in the mood.
Wait, hold up. That's not the mood I want to be in with you guys today.
Oh.
What was the one you just had on?
I know. I made a mistake.
Oh, you made a mistake. Well, this episode, you guys, I found out about this. I find out about so many new things lately. But this I found interesting because, you know, we all know in LA and California is so expensive to mm-hmm. live.
Oh my God, it's
so
crazy.
There is something new that they have started, and it is pods, basically, where people can rent pods. It's pods? Matching tattoos, what? Pod marriages, and strictly no sex. How renters in LA and San Francisco are opting to live in communal pods and shelving out $1,200 a month for the latest trend.
I'm confused about...
There is pictures here. It looks like, what would you say? It's like a bunch of bunk beds.
It's like a day camp, a summer camp or something.
This is the latest trend.
Like a hostel.
Wow.
It kind of, yes. It provides co-living 50 square foot pods in 6 locations in California. So basically your living area is 50 square feet. Tenants are known as podestrians, and everyone gets a bed, a locker, and a TV. And such is the power of the pod that some of those living there are now opting to get tattoos of the company's logo and are known by the pod number.
What? Are they giving them money for that? Because if not, y'all are fucking stupid.
Think about it, right? I agree 100% with you, first off, when I say this, but if you're young and you're trying to make it in Hollywood, I can see this being something big. I can see
that.
If you don't have any kids, you have no life, but I agree with you.
The old studio we were in was 109 square feet. You're talking about half of that size.
Oh.
Yeah, but you have...
That's not even room for a bed.
But they're set up like bunk beds.
Yeah.
And it looks like you have a whole house. I'm confused on how you have 50 square feet if you have the whole house, though.
It's per... Well, we'll find out how that goes. PodShare operates a no-sex policy with quiet time between 10 p.m. and 10 a.m.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Marcella, can you imagine that?
I can't. Don't want any of that.
No, not at all. It's $1,200.
Even those visiting may only wait for 20 minutes before paying a day rate.
Wow.
Damn, they're nickel and diming people.
Man, well, but here's the thing. If you're the person who put this on and you have people renting it, you're a fucking genius.
No doubt. No doubt.
Big time.
For sure.
If you're renting it, though, you're a dumbass.
You're a fucking moron.
But it is also celebrating a marriage after one couple wed after meeting there.
Hey.
Oh, they were having sex. They were totally having sex.
Th- The founder said she wanted to provide housing security to others. It is the latest trend in affordable housing. Renters shelling out $1,200 a month to live in communal pods in Los Angeles or San Francisco, where sex is banned and residents brand themselves with matching tattoos. Yo,
like you,
that's crazy.
If you're banning sex,
like you're not banning sex.
Well, I mean, you're in the wrong fucking place.
You can't be in a
No, listen, I was in college and had to sit in the fucking bottom bunk while my roommate had sex on the top bunk. It only lasted like 2 minutes while I got the fuck out of there.
Dude, that's horrible.
I had to do that shit.
That sounds horrible.
You can fuck wherever you want. Don't listen to these people.
Right, well, according to the rules here.
You can't have rules. Podchair, founded in 2012, provides co-ed bunk beds in six locations across California, which it rents for between $50 and $60 a night, amounting to between $1,000 and $1,400 a month.
But that's if you're going every day. No.
Say what, Stella?
That's not like a cheap bed.
For California, though.
A lot of money to pay to not be able to fuck.
Everyone gets a bed that turns into a desk, individual power outlets, a locker, a shelf, and a personal TV, and tenants are known as pedestrians. The company uses the term co-living for their 50 square foot pods.
And I mean, how do they know if you're having sex or not? I mean, they can't.
Right.
I'm sure you can hear it from your 50 fucking square foot.
Oh, God, no kidding.
And such is the power of the pod that some of those living there are now opting to get matching tattoos, giving themselves pod numbers, names like pedestrian number 366.
There's really, that's real? Seriously?
This is for real. I'm not making it up.
You said it before, man. People want to be accepted. People
are those tattoos right there?
You know, feel part of something.
This is what they look like.
Messed up, though.
Okay, these people are fucking stupid.
They actually got a tattoo that has the pod logo, and then it says City of Angels around
it. I'm saying no way as a yes. I'm watching. I'm looking at it now, but that's just, you are so stupid.
I'm just going to throw it out there. If any company wants to pay me to get a tattoo of their logo, I'll do that shit. Otherwise, fuck off.
$15 a day, if you have someone there longer than 20 minutes, that is crazy.
Yep. There's no curtains, by the way. No curtains to close off the beds. It's open for everyone to see.
And that's how they know if they're
only fucking. Doors are to the bathroom privacy, and privacy can be a challenge. In fact, Podchair operates a no-sex policy with quiet time between 10 and 10. Even those visiting, we found that out. Despite that, one couple have managed to take their relationship to the next level, getting married after a year after they met in the pods.
So they're having sex somewhere other than the pod.
Somewhere else.
Probably.
Podchair posted images to its Facebook page. They have their own Facebook page. They met on their couch at Podchair Westwood a year ago, and today they got married, returning to take a pic of where it all began. We're so happy to be a part of their lives.
Oh, fuck that.
Look at this.
I'm angry.
Oh, my God.
This
looks like a prison cells, you guys.
Yeah,
look at this.
Yeah,
they have
fast.
They're
telling people they can and can't have sex. That is a prison.
Yeah, but would you like people to have sex when you're living
there? I could see.
Yes, if you want to fuck in a small space, get after it.
Yeah, but not if you live in here, right?
No.
But I could see this being, beneficial. Or not beneficial, but I could see it being a hit. I think in like a religious setting, the people who are trying to abstain from having sex and that are in college or something, this would never work for me, but I'm just saying, I could see where that could work. Or
I don't even
quote
like
unquote
your attitude
work.
Right now.
Podchair makes life more affordable because there's no security deposit or cost of furnishings, and we provide flexible living.
These people are killing it.
No,
Pod life.
Yeah, you're right. This is absolutely people trying to.
And
make
this
it.
Is for singles. Pod life is the future for singles, which are not looking to settle down, but focus on their startups and experience something new.
That makes more sense.
Maybe they don't have 2 months' rent to put down, or they don't have proof of income. Whether it's from a divorce or their family kicked them out for being gay, or because they're in a different country or different city. I mean, it's booming. They keep building more.
I can see this being big. So now, as I'm hearing more about this, I can see this being big in California and like Silicon Valley for these people. Like, what's the, there's that HBO show, whatever, called Silicon Valley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the main guy who created, sold his company for $10 million. Those are guys who can't speak. They're so awkward.
Incubators.
Yeah, that's right. I can see them.
So it's like that. You know, someone had enough money to buy a place.
Okay, that makes so much more sense.
Rent it out to, but she, with
she's in business for 7 years, and most crazy. Residents were between 24 and 30.
That makes, that's but right. I can yeah. see it now.
Mm-hmm. So they all turn into desks, individual power outlets, locker shelves, a personal TV.
I mean, that's kind of cool. We're like, you know, they're trying to make it like a living space / working space.
Yeah,
50 square feet. Like, what the hell can you do there? Like, I feel like I can live in one room. I could live in an efficiency, but that's not 50 square feet.
But now there's a video we're looking at here, and actually it's 50 square feet, but it looks like there is actually a living room space and whatnot. So there's room to move around.
This is interesting that this is an Austrian girl. She's from Austria. She's 23 years old, and it's a live work exchange. So she came to the country and she's staying there and lived in a pod for more than a year. She said, it is literally like a dream living by the beach. If you want to be by yourself, you can do it. Everyone respects that. But if you're bored, you just ask people if they want to go sightseeing. You always have someone to do things with. On having sex with her partner, we can go to a semi-private double room in Westwood. That's the 85-bed pod chair near UCLA, which has bunk rooms with a lockable door. Yeah.
So they have a whole place to go fuck?
Nah. All
right.
Whoever came up with this idea.
Shout out, man. That's fucking
dope business
sense.
There you go, guys.
I hate it.
This is the new ways
that's crazy.
Of living in LA if you want to come
$1,200 a month, and there's how many ends in that one house?
There is, I don't know.
This is why I love Dallas. I can get a place for $1,200 a month and have four other people living with me that I never see.
Yeah, but you're also doing LA is so expensive. So you have $1,200. If you have $1,200 a person, you have 8 beds in there. I mean, that's $10,000 ish.
Jesus,
it's not bad. Mm-mm. I mean, it's not bad.
Pretty
at all.
Smart.
Yeah.
For whoever's running it.
Yeah.
Very smart.
All the other people are not smart.
I think we need to call Miss Polly.
Polly. Why do I always think she's going to actually be on the phone? Because Marcella's on.
Yeah.
Hello, hello. Hey.
Hello.
Polly, let's go to your jingle.
Yes.
This is Penis and Pussy Talk with Miss Polly.
Always everybody's favorite part, Miss Polly. So, Miss Polly, I have a question. Someone was asking if their partner is really, really terrible in bed and their performance is not satisfying you at all. Should you tell their partner, and how do you do that the best way?
Wow.
Well, definitely a conversation needs to be had, because it's not going to get any better.
Oh,
we all know that it's not going to get better if you do nothing or say nothing.
That's crazy.
What?
No, that's not as crazy to have the conversation. That's just crazy to be in a relationship where you're dating someone that they're bad in bed.
It happens, man. Not everyone's
It does.
Dumb.
I mean, not everybody's a porn star, man, you know?
Man.
I know several couples,
they have never, they never have sex anymore.
That's fucked up.
What?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it happens.
Yes,
didn't you say
does.
That you were? Didn't you say you were married? You didn't have sex for like a year, Miss Polly.
Oh yeah, five.
Yeah, it was close to five.
Five years.
Yeah,
Did y'all sleep
literally
in the same bed?
Well, not for the last year.
Nah.
But regardless, here's the thing: and if a couple has trouble communicating, then it's hard. It's very difficult to approach that conversation, and because you don't want to piss off the other person, or hurt their feelings,
the only thing going on either.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like if that's going on, that's not the only issue most of the time.
Yeah.
Right. There's other factors involved a lot of times, but if it's a new relationship and you need to still communicate, like if you're not satisfied and it's a relatively new relationship, but you still, like, maybe everything else is compatible, but you have a disconnect in the bedroom, then you need to have a conversation of, you know, I really, really loved it when you hit that particular spot during sex.
Yeah, boy.
If you could hit this one over here, that would be even better. I think that, you know, we could improve on it, or, you know, something along. We used to kiss all the time, but now we don't kiss anymore. I'd really love to kiss you more during sex. Because it turns me on more.
They say that that is a huge issue with people that are very religious, and they abstain from sex till marriage, and then they get along in every way possible, and everything is great, and then they get married and have the wedding night, and it is absolutely awful.
Yeah, dude, that's I mean, I'm a Christian and I go to church, but I know that it says not to have sex before marriage, but I agree. I mean, if you never had sex with your person and then you get married to them and then they suck, I mean, they're horrible in bed, that would suck.
How are you gonna know, though?
Well, that's the whole thing.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Well, but if you, the thing is if you find, I mean, a lot of women don't find out until years later or time has passed that oh my God, that it's, they're bad, that it's bad.
They got weak dick.
You know?
They got what?
Weak dick.
Oh, weak.
Weak dick.
Or, hey, I mean, it happens for guys too.
Yeah, I mean, they may never know. I mean, if they've never had, either partner has never had sex before, how do they know it's bad?
Right.
That's so crazy. You're right.
But you know, I mean, you know that compatibility, though. You know, like, when you're hooking up with someone, like, you have a good
feeling. The thing is that they've probably read.
Well, but no, I go back to what you said. It makes a lot of sense, though. If you don't have anything to compare it to, it's fucking spectacular.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, if you don't know what's good, if you're only used to, like, Hamburger Helper, you're not going to know what filet tastes like if you're just not used to it. Hamburger Helper is filet in your mind if you don't know any better.
This steak tastes nothing like.
But at the same time, it could be really bad in the fact that it hurts.
What? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Really?
You know?
For ladies, I mean,
like, if it's the first time she's ever had sex, and then, you know, here we come and we're going to rip right through that hymen. It ain't fun. She may be like, and we're never having that again.
Doesn't it always hurt the first time, from my understanding? I don't know. For women.
That's bullshit.
Not necessarily. No.
But man, have never had sex.
If the hymen's been ruptured some other way, it may not hurt at all.
Bike seat. You know?
Well, I was thinking more along very active sports, you know.
What active
gymnastics, horseback riding.
Oh yeah, that would be horrible to be a virgin on your night. I know some people are like, oh, it's so special. That would suck to be a virgin to your wedding night and not have anything to compare it to. I mean, that would suck. It's my opinion.
I think we can
but at the same time, I think go ahead.
No, go continue your thought. Sorry.
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, every relationship, even those in a religious, you know, where they're both virgins, there's got to be some type, because I've known several, like when I used to do parties, I would do bachelorette parties and I would do all kinds of parties for women. And there were occasions where I had a few virgins and they were like, well, we've done just about everything, but, and that was really, truly the way that they tested their compatibility.
So what, like I had oral sex and stuff like that?
Or just God's loophole.
Yeah.
What was it that they would do but sex? Yeah. Everything like oral sex, all that, or?
They would oral sex, hand jobs, making each other, you know, come, you know, mutual orgasms, those type of things. So that they weren't exactly, you know, they weren't having intercourse or penetrative sex.
I need to know
were having everything else.
I need to know what a neutral orgasm is.
A neutral orgasm?
Mutual.
I heard mutual also.
All right. That
mutual.
Makes way more sense. Thank you.
I'm sorry. So mutual. Yes.
I don't know. I think you're just setting yourselves up for failure. I think so. Because eventually, as everyone in here who's been married before, Spider, you've never married, right?
Hell no.
Yeah.
He's not married.
I've never been married.
Yeah,
well, but you've had sex before. So
what the fuck?
But I think that in marriage today, for the day you're virgin, or maybe not. But no, I think like marriage is hard enough. And eventually, even if you, this is my two cents, I think even eventually sex gets harder to, I mean, it's good if you can have a good, healthy sex relationship, but eventually it gets harder and you're not having sex and then someone's eye wanders and whatnot. Just, that's a natural thing that happens a lot of time. It's what you don't want it to happen, but I think it just, you set yourself up for such failure. And I shouldn't be saying this, but because I just think that when someone's attention down the road starts going, and they get flirted with the wrong somebody and whatnot, and they have sex with somebody else and they get to taste what filet mignon is, you're fucking yourself. I know it's a horrible conversation when I'm saying it, but I just think,
don't want to go back to the hamburger helper, man.
Not at all. And then Mr. Virgin, who's had one partner or vice versa, you're fucked. Just saying.
Yep. That's why you're not supposed to do that.
Yep. I guess. Just slutty it up before marriage. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, let's go question of the day.
Oh, that wasn't it.
I thought that was too for a second.
The two posh girls ask the question of the day.
Is it a red flag if your significant other switches friend groups, drops friends easily, no like connection with friends, has no lifelong friends?
I mean,
some people just suck at making friends.
I don't know.
Well, and some friends suck.
Fair point.
I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know. Do you think it's a red flag?
If there is no friends, and I always say times change and whatnot, and you have friends, you know, because you go through different life stages, yeah. So you have different friends in different stages of life. But if you have someone that never makes a friend and then doesn't ever cultivate that friendship ever.
No, just constantly running through other people.
Right. And always looking at new people to make what can they do for me kind of thing, because those people do exist.
Yeah.
That is a red flag for me. Yeah. Always has been. I'm like, you're just using people.
No, I actually I said no, I don't think it does, but I agree. I disagree. I think it does. If you don't have any, at least one really good friend, I mean, it doesn't have to be someone you talk to all the time, but at least a friend that every so often.
I think it's important to make new friendships in whatever life stage you find yourself. And it's even better if you have old friends that you can always resort to. But, you know, that's not always possible. I have found it much harder in the United States to have friends, lifelong friends.
How old were you when you moved here?
How old was I when I moved here? 24.
Okay.
And I still have every single best friend from home that I had. But I, like I said, making best friends here is way harder than it was at home.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. People here are more used to moving.
Mm-hmm.
They're not so used to having the same people. They drop people easier. They don't take relationships as serious.
There's so many more people that you have options.
Yeah.
And I mean, the lifestyle here in the United States, it's okay. Like, the parents are okay kicking their kids out at 18 and sending them off to different states. So I think the way people live and think is already different from a very young age.
Definitely a red flag if you can't keep any relationship. Like, if you just have new friends all the time, that's cool. Like, but if you can't keep any of those friends, that says something about you.
Right. I agree.
Like, I had a friend that told me, he's like, man, I'm not an asshole. I'm just confused. I was like, nah, like, you've been confused for 20 years. You're a fucking asshole.
Let me correct you.
That's funny. On that note, thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you.
If you like our show, you can follow us on all social media handles. Two Posh Podcast is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as Two Posh Boutique is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And my personal Instagram is Gabby Talks, and my Facebook is Gabrielle Kendall Gilmore. So reach out to us, and here's Marcella's social media handles.
Also, our podcast is on all podcast networks that you can find. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat at Marcella Ranieri. nothing really creative. My first and last name, MarceLLaRanei.
You can find me on Facebook at Bernie Diamond, or you can follow me on Instagram at _Bernie_Diamond. And there you go.
And Two Posh Podcast is also on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel. Miss Polly?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at PR by Polly. My Twitter handle is Miss Polly Sex EDU.
Hey. Beautiful, everyone. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to our channel. Subscribe to podcast YouTube. And YouTube.
You can see us all.
Yeah, and you, everyone have a wonderful day.